First, it cannot be overemphasized. This is a big deal.
It's just a signature opportunity for the Huskies to play in a prestigious bowl.
That's Ken Mather, head of public relations for the Mid-American Conference, also known as the MAC. It's the NCAA division NIU is in.
To be the first program ever from a non-automatic qualifying conference to appear in a BCS game that did not have an undefeated season. So, you know, they're really pioneers in that regard.
The BCS is the Bowl Championship Series, a process for selecting the teams that will go to the very top bowls in the country. NIU is no stranger to bowl games, just not at the level of the Orange Bowl, the Discover Orange Bowl, as it's officially known. Over the past few years, the Huskies have made it to the Independence Bowl, the International Bowl, the Humanitarian Bowl, the GoDaddy.com Bowl. You'd think all the national exposure would be a moneymaker for the schools involved. Not necessarily. Think about the expenses. Feeding and housing athletes while the university is shut down for winter break, travel expenses for the players, staffers, the marching band. When all the numbers were in, only one recent bowl appearance turned a profit for NIU. And that was because the Humanitarian Bowl in Boise was played on December 18th, saving the team weeks worth of on-campus expenses. But the Orange Bowl, this is a whole new ball game.
You know, we'd been preparing for a bowl game since the middle of October. To have it be the Orange Bowl, obviously, is just beyond anything that we'd imagined.
Deborah Boughton is the chief financial officer for NIU's athletics department. This is her fourth bowl game, and she's only worked at NIU for a little more than 3 years. She says making sure expenses are covered is a team effort. There's money from the MAC and from ticket sales. Still, the last bowl game left the Huskies more than $160,000 in the red. Boughton says they're able to budget internally for that. But when you're talking BCS, you're talking millions, not thousands. NIU has to meet some financial obligations with the Orange Bowl organizers, according to Boughton.
One of which being the 17,500 tickets that we're obligated to sell / we're on the hook for, you know? So that's around $2.4 million.
The good news? Husky fans have been coming through.
You know, we've sold over $500,000 worth of the tickets, worth of the $2.4 million. So that's a huge, you know, statement for our fans. They've really showed up and really done a great job of participating in this bowl game. We certainly haven't sold that many tickets for any of our past bowl games.
At last check, Boughton says NIU has sold more than 3,100 tickets. The school bought another 2,874 for students. Alumni also donated money to help cover tickets. 8,000 tickets have been donated to Miami area charities. And with band and comp tickets distributed, NIU will put a total of 15,710 people in the seats for the game. That's a little less than 2,000 tickets short of the goal. And this is where the MAC comes to the rescue. MAC spokesman Ken Mather says the conference has been ready to assist NIU since the Orange Bowl trip was announced.
We're going to be underwriting nearly close to $4 million to help them in covering, you know, their ticket costs and some of the costs for them. So there's an opportunity for us to be able to make sure that they aren't looking at this as a huge financial burden. We wanted to eliminate that right off the onset.
And making this possible? The MAC has scored big, thanks to the Huskies' great season. The BCS is giving the conference $8 million because of the Orange Bowl. Boughton is optimistic about covering expenses, but won't know if this game will leave the Huskies in the red or black till all the numbers are crunched, and that's going to take months.
I feel good about what we're planning on, but you know, you just never know. I mean, if we have a weather situation where we have to spend an extra night or have some sort of plane issues or whatever. Obviously, you know, those can't be really considered. But how we've planned it so far, we should be really really in line with what the conference has provided for an expense allocation.
NIU won't be alone in trying to figure out the financial impact of the Huskies' Orange Bowl appearance. Some local retailers stand to see a bump in merchandise profits. Carrie Sherlock manages Hy-Vee, a grocery store in Sycamore.
It's been good for us with T-shirt sales, sweatshirt sales, and hats and other paraphernalia.
Sherlock says they don't have any hard numbers yet, but he says sales have been brisk. Looking beyond the business aspect of the game, Sherlock says he sees a lot of excitement from customers. Sherlock, who isn't from the DeKalb area, says it's something he can relate to.
Well, I grew up in the Iowa City area, so we had the University of Iowa there. So football Saturdays have always been special to me. And getting to a university community and having a good team like the Huskies to support is a lot of fun.
In downtown DeKalb, SOAS Apparel and Design is selling more NIU gear than it normally does. Manager Brenda Lehan says their client base is mostly made up of local residents, not NIU students. But she says even the locals want to snatch up something with a Husky logo on it.
Individuals in the community that don't normally wear Northern apparel, okay, they're you know, their interest is piqued and they want to have something to, you know, show support for the team.
Lehan says even though she expects the team's success to have a favorable effect on profits, she's trying to be careful not to go overboard with Husky gear. That includes not producing any items that specifically mention the Orange Bowl.
You know, the reality is I'm a small retailer. I don't want to get stuck with any inventory after the season, you know, after the game is through. I don't want to have a lot of money tied up in it.
Still, Lehan points out that she's an NIU alum, and like so many in the community, she's proud of her football team. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.